This Rush Hour catch-up podcast is built tough, like the new look Mazda BT50. For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Disney's Aladdin, the hit Broadway musical, comes to Crown Theatre Perth from July 19. Tickets at aladdinthemusical.com.au. But playing the part of Princess Jasmine from the 23rd of May is one of Perth's own. Her name is Shubhshree Candia, and she joins us on the Rush Hour right now. It is so great to have you in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
So the prodigal princess returns is what is going on here. You've joined the cast for the last couple of weeks in Brisbane, and then bringing it to your hometown. How exciting is that?
It's incredibly exciting. Mm-hmm. I trained over in Brisbane, and so to have 2 weeks there, but then to have a proper opening in Perth with my family and like friends and everyone I grew up with is, yeah, truly special.
And you also, I guess, grew up with Princess Jasmine.
Yes, I did. I'm pretty sure she was the first princess of colour that, you know, didn't have like blonde hair.
Yeah.
And so like to play such an iconic role is a dream come true.
Interesting thing that I read today is that you're 22 years old. So you were born in 1996.
23.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. Hey, believe me, at some point you'll start appreciating the younger over the older. Born in 1996.
95.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, okay, here we go. And the movie came out
in search, Pete.
The movie came out in 1992.
Yes.
So when was the first time you actually saw it?
I honestly can't remember, but I always loved Disney films growing up. So I had like The Lion King and like Aladdin and everything on repeat.
I mean, this is from the makers of the big ones, The Lion King, Mary Poppins. It's so exciting to be in a show of this caliber.
Yeah.
When you went over to Queensland to study, were you studying musical theatre in general, or was it singing or dance? Or
yeah, music theatre. So yeah, we had singing, dance, acting classes, and yeah.
And what other shows have you done before this amazing one?
This is my first
really
production out of uni. Yeah.
Wow.
Are you nervous?
I'm actually having way too much fun to be nervous with the performing side of things. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Absolutely love it.
How nervous are you about performing in front of a home crowd, or does that just add to the excitement rather than the nerves?
I think it adds to the excitement, but, you know, we'll get to opening night and see how I feel then. But, yeah, it's very exciting.
Do you have afterwards kids coming up to you going, oh, my God, it's Princess Jasmine, like all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, at Stage Door and stuff, we have, like, lots of kids dressed as Princess Jasmine. And,
yeah, wow.
And, you know, my boyfriend, who comes to watch the show quite frequently, sometimes just comes after the show to stand at Stage Door and watch that, because he was like, that's one of my favourite parts of the show, is seeing that after.
Well, their little unadulterated eyes are just lighting up because they're meeting an actual princess.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
It's such a cool experience, yeah.
I mean, there's not too many musical theatre shows I miss, but I'm really looking forward to this one because it's such a spectacular set.
It is.
Can we talk about the costumes?
Yes. Oh, my
gosh. Is it true there are 500,000, half a million, that's my math,
gee whiz,
Swarovski crystals involved in the costumes?
It's true, yeah.
Wow.
Just on my wedding skirt alone, which I wear in one scene, there are 5,000 individually sewn on beads. Just on the skirt, on the skirt alone.
Actually, I remember when I saw The Lion King, and I was lucky enough to speak to one of the costume people, and they said it was very important for the show to have the costumes, you know, really amazingly done with all the beading and everything, because it just makes the performance so much better if you feel amazing in your costume.
And I truly do feel like a princess in the costumes that I wear, and the set is absolutely amazing. The carpet ride, like, I get excited every night when
this
I ride got, the
this
carpet.
Moves, doesn't it?
Yes.
This flies.
Yeah. It's magical. Yeah.
Unreal. And it is magical. What's the quickest changeover that you have to do for a wardrobe change, for example?
There's the change into the wedding scene for me is quite quick, but there are other costume changes in the show. For Prince Ali, the number Prince Ali, there are 108 costume changes in 1 minute for...
1 minute?
In 1 minute for the rest of the...
How is that even possible?
Yeah, it's insane. If you think that there are a lot of people on stage, there are like three times as many people off stage helping costumes and props and moving sets and, like, you know, there's a lot of work that goes on backstage.
That's
strategically
unreal.
A very well-oiled machine, that show.
Yeah. Are your mates coming to see the show?
Yeah.
It's like,
my
whole
family is coming, like friends from school. I spoke to one of my teachers from school the other day, my music teacher, and he was like, Yep, I booked 54 tickets for our music school. Cool.
What school was it here in Perth?
I went to Penrose.
Penrose, okay. Yeah. Unreal. Yep. That is wild. Well, this is going to be fantastic. And look, congratulations to you because it's such an incredible one to kick off your career, which is going to be huge, we're sure. Shubhshree Kandir, you'll see her playing the role of Princess Jasmine in Disney's Aladdin, the hit Broadway musical in Perth from July 19. Tickets at aladdinthemusical.com.au. Thanks for popping by.
Thank you for having me.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
And a big shout out to our mates who helped us bring us the show this week, the Mazda team.
Yes, Lisa? You might want to check out the new look Mazda BT50 from 28,990 drive away for the single cab and 49,990 drive away for the ultimate dual cab.
133353.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. What to download. It's Dan the Internet with Lisa and Pete.
And a school holiday special, Dan.
So, guys, in my now fairly vast experience of dealing with
school
kids
holidays.
And school holidays.
Yeah. You have three.
Yes, I do. There's there's only one of two options for school holidays for parents, stay-at-home parents. It's either you love them or you bloody hate them. Right?
Okay.
Mrs. Nutt falls in the hate carrot. She likes it for about a couple of days because it's sleeping.
Oh, you're talking about school holidays, not the kids.
No.
Yeah, right, kids. Okay, gotcha.
It's just the fact that the kids are in the house all day. We live in a small house and it's
three
just
kids.
It becomes too much. So I thought if I was going to do an app today, I might try and find something that gets the kids outside and, you know, and I found it. Like literally the first app I found. Amazing, right?
You will be a popular nut when you get home tonight.
I'll let you know in the morning. So it's called Jurassic World Alive, and it marries up. It's essentially Pokemon Go. For anyone who doesn't know Pokemon Go, it was an app that you took out on the streets and you saw virtual animals and you collected them and put them into your phone and then blah, blah, blah. This thing does the same thing.
Crazy for 3 days.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
Remember?
Pete went to King's Park doing it.
I still play it.
Yeah. So this thing is exactly the same thing, but with dinosaurs. So you're looking for stegosauruses and pterodactyls and all that stuff.
It's stegosaurusai.
Yeah, that's right. The perfect thing is that once you find them, you collect them and you create a menagerie in your phone.
A menagerie?
Of dinosaurs.
Yes.
Wow.
Kids and then love dinosaurs.
They do. They really do.
They do.
So, and this, what I like about this is it gets them outside, a bit like Pokemon Go, I guess. It gets them outside. They're using their phone, but they're outside doing stuff. That's what Mrs. Nutt, Leona's always saying to the kids, get outside, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yes.
Man, we could be gaming inside. Anyway.
That's my boy. That's my boy right there, Lise. That's my boy.
Pete and I talked. It's actually bad living in Perth, really, because we've got such great weather. If you're a gamer, it's not that great.
No, it's not that great, yeah.
Why do you need an excuse?
Well, true. Yeah, no.
Is there any Jeff Goldblum?
No, I don't think but there should be.
You can't have Jurassic World stuff without Jeff Goldblum.
That's right. I've put a link up to the app on the Mix Facebook page if people want to go there now and have a look and get it because it looks really cool. So it's great.
All right.
What I've also done too, just because, it's everything plus 10% with the internet, I've written an article. I've just done a bit of research, got a few PR releases and put together a list of things people can do on school holidays with their kids. So some free, some not free, some all cool stuff. I've got two words for you guys.
What?
Disney binge.
Yay!
Disney binge.
22nd of July at the Perth Town Hall.
Mm. Yeah.
They're playing back-to-back Disney movies all day.
No!
For free.
Wow.
Starting with Finding Nemo and ending with 101 Dalmatians.
Oh,
far out. How many hours is that? That's got to be two or 3 days worth.
No. It's a select. It's about,
select few,
about
right.
eight of them.
Okay.
So it's a day event from like 10 Amazing. Till about 5.
That's awesome.
So that's going to be 22nd of July. That's on this article. It's on the homepage of mix.com.au. And you guys are talking to Princess Jasmine, aren't you?
Yeah, she's coming up at 4:40.
Well, how's that for us?
3:40.
That's putting the second segue. I better go and get my camera.
Anyway, that's right, because it will be online at the Mix Facebook page at mix.com.au. Thank you, Dan, as will all of that cool stuff that you're talking about as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Yep, good list.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
We're talking twin mix-ups off the back of this tweet that graced our desks for the last 24 hours. Guys, for the past 2 years, the ticket man at my station has baffled me. Some days we get on like a house on fire, chatting about life. Other days he won't even return a hello. Turns out to be a pair of identical twins who both work there. Two separate men. 2 years, guys.
I think it would have been the best fun ever to be a twin.
It would have been so much fun. They probably knew about it along as well.
So many shenanigans to get up to.
Tegan and Hilbert, tell us about your twin mix-ups.
So I'm not a twin, but my husband's an identical twin. Myself, my husband, his identical twin, and mother-in-law were at a museum. I was over one side of the exhibition. They were on the other. Mother-in-law was in the middle. Thought my husband was on the left, but they managed to switch spots, not intentionally. As I walked over, I put my hand on lower back, which I thought was my husband, but it was actually my brother-in-law, until he said something. yeah, they look...
What did he say?
How long did it take to say something?
It was a couple of seconds, and he's like, wrong, brother, stiff. And I'm like, oh, great.
Thanks, Tegan.
See ya.
Chris and Dianella, the twin mix-up stories. What do you got?
Well, like the previous caller, I'm actually a twin, and I've had that experience with my sister-in-law, but we won't go into too many details on that. But like the theme that you've had, I had the same thing in high school where a teacher would say hello to me at one end of the school and I'd say, hi, how are you going? And then she'd say to me a bit later on, she said, you were very rude to me later on in the morning. I didn't know what's going on. Well, my main thing was just recently I had a fantastic holiday in Italy with my wife. It was just a great escape with my wife and I. And she posted a few photos on Facebook. And Facebook tagged me as my twin brother.
Oh.
Oh, right.
So there's a lovely photo of my wife and I, but it doesn't say my name. It says my twin brother's name.
She's
having a romantic holiday.
She's run off to Italy with your brother.
Oh, what's going on with that?
Thanks, Chris.
Good on you, mate.
No worries.
Last one here. Georgia in Booragoon, twin mix-ups.
Hello. Bit of a backstory. When I was at university, I used to hang out with my best friend. I used to go to his house maybe two or three times a week to play video games.
Yeah.
And he had the most beautiful cat. It was like a rag doll or something, very unique looking.
So you've got Pete and I in with this story. Video games and cats.
Yeah.
We're both there.
Yeah. So this cat was beautiful and very affectionate and very sweet.
Yes.
So after about 2 years of going to his house three or four times a week, I'd say, you know, oh, this cat is so beautiful. I love him so much. Mm. And he turned around and said, oh, yeah, well, I think they're all right. And I said, what do you mean they're all right? And he comes back and it turns out he had five identical cats.
Oh my God.
And I'd only ever seen one in the room at a time. So I thought he only had one and they were all identical. So he comes in bringing one cat after another and he's got five identical cats.
Oh, I'd be in heaven.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5. The Rush Hour catch-up podcast was built tough like the new look Mazda BT50.